Surah An-Nahl, verses 66 to 70.
من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين. From the contents of its bellies and amidst the digested pasturage, which is becomes dung, amidst the digested pasturage and blood, we extract, produce and provide milk for you, separating and storing it in the udder. Khalisan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Lebanon, khalisan, pure. So there is a process of digestion from which dung is extracted. Dung goes one side, blood goes one side, milk goes in another direction. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, khalisan, pure and untainted. Not only that, sa'ighan li sharibin, pleasantly palatable for those who wish to drink. It is a very, very easy drink, very, very enjoyable drink to drink. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is a sign for you in there, a lesson. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjected these animals, and day and night they are busy grazing pasture, and they are grazing and they are producing this milk for us in this way. Ayah number 67, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ. And there is much to reflect on in the fruits of the date palm and in grapes. The manner in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes these grow, the multiple varieties of each are worthy of giving thought to. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, and this is a reprimand, تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا. You manufacture intoxicating substances, and this is worthy of rebuke. So you are making, they are producing wine and intoxicants from it as well. وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا, as well as wholesome foods from it, such as raisins, vinegar, grape juices, etc. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. Surely in this also is a sign for people of sound understanding. Reflecting on this can lead them to acknowledge the oneness of Allah and that He alone is the conferrer of blessings. Ayah number 68. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. And this is where the surah takes its name from. And it is also worth consideration that your Lord inspired and programmed the bee. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Allah has inspired it and programmed it. أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. Make your hives and habitations in mountains. وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ, and in trees. وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ, and also in the structures which they erect. And this is why beehives are discovered in these three places. Continuing with that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ayah 69, ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Then feed on every kind of fruit which you desire to feed on, means extract the pollen from it. Then, فَسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا. Then upon extracting pollen, in order to return to your hive, follow the pathways of your Lord, which have been made very easy for you to navigate. Subula rabbiki dhulula. Consequently, the bee is very able to return to its hive, even though it has traveled a considerable distance in search of pollen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا. From its belly emerges a drink, sharabun, a drink. مُخْتَلِفٌ alwanu, that sharab is honey, with varying colors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ, which has healing and is a cure for mankind from many ailments. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, in this there is a sign about the oneness and graciousness of Allah for a people who give thought. Ayah number 70, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ. And your own condition, O insan, is worthy of reflecting upon. You can conclude that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one, only by reflecting on your condition. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَكُمْ. Allah created you initially from nothing. You were non-existent. Allah fashioned you, made you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created you. And then, ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. Upon expiry of your lifetime, He will cause you to die. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ. And some of you are taken away from this world whilst all mental and physical faculties are sound. And مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ. There are those among you who shall have prolonged lives. returning to an abject old age when physical and mental capabilities will be severely impaired. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا, so that you cease to know anything after once having had knowledge of things. Consequently, people of advanced age are often found inquiring repeatedly about the same thing, or questioning about things they were once very familiar with. وَاللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ, and Allah is all-knowing and powerful. He is aware of the best interests of each individual, so He prolongs or shortens life accordingly. This is a summary of this ruku. Let us do the tilawah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين ومن ثمرات النخيل والأعناب تتخذون منه سكرا ورزقا حسنا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل ثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون والله خلقكم ثم يتوفاكم ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا إن الله عليم قدير.
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.